tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Hey, good morning. 921. Got the clouds, got the wind. 29 degrees. All right, our Tuesday talk around continues. Got to find out what's going on at Red River Communications, which is, seemingly everything. Talking with their marketing director, Carrie Kleingartner, on the phone with me this morning. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Catch us up. What's going on between your builds, between your community outreach? You got things going on all the time. What's happening?
Oh, just another day here at Red River Communications. You know, we're just busy, busy, busy.
Right, right.
No, we're just gearing up. Like we talked last week, you know, we're just really excited about all of the expansion projects we have going on. We're also really excited about all of the growth that's happening in a lot of our cooperative areas. Hankinson has a ton of things happening right now. Colfax, as you know, has a ton of building that's happening and a lot of new families moving into those communities. And it was really funny, Bill. The other day I was out for a walk and I was talking to one of my new neighbors in Colfax. And he said one of the reasons he decided to move to Colfax was because of the high-speed broadband that he was able to get. And now he took his job that he was doing in Minneapolis. Now he can work remote and have all of the wonderful things that our communities can offer and yet still get to keep working his same wonderful job that he had when he was working in the cities. It was a really cool story.
That is a great story, and it bodes well for Red River Communications, too.
Well, we're just really excited that we are able to be a small part of some of the economic development that is happening in these communities. And really, when you think about it, if you know a family is looking for that way of life and that pace of life that our communities can offer and still be able to keep that job that they've had or maybe even look at expanding their career options, it's amazing what a high-speed fiber internet connection can do for you.
So, Carrie, with all of these builds that are going on, and you've done a considerable amount of that, or the company has, what has the feedback been once people get fiber into their homes or businesses?
You know, it's really funny. A lot of times what we hear from folks is that they didn't realize how much they were struggling before. I mean, they knew it wasn't what it should be.
Right.
But once they get onto a connection that, you know, the speed and all of those latency, all of those are amazing benefits of fiber. But I think what they really realize is they didn't realize how often their internet was dropping or how often they were having outages. And I spoke to a business in Wahpeton the other day, and he goes, he was so excited. He's like, I still haven't had an outage, and we've been connected to you guys in months. He's like, it used to happen 2 to 3 times a week.
Ooh.
And I mean, when you're running a business, when you are running a family, when you are, you know, doing something that is important, that you need that connection, know that you have that reliability that only fiber can give you, it is invaluable.
No kidding. So if people want to get on this fiber train and be a part of this, how do they get the ball rolling?
Absolutely. So if you're on the business side, we have our sales consultant, Sarah Larson. She is fantastic. She knows your business. She'll take the time to really figure out what it is that you guys need. Give us a call here at our office and we can set up a time for you to meet with her. Our phone number here at Red River is 701-553-8309. And if you're on the residential side, we have many different ways for you to connect with us. We have an online sign up on our website at redrivercom.com. You can come and visit one of our two offices. We have one in Abercrombie, which is our headquarters. We also are in the buyer insurance building out on Highway 13. And then, of course, we have our amazing sales guy, Wayne Steiner. If you are one of those people that just needs a little bit more information or want some help walking through the process, Wayne is fantastic on doing that. And he takes the time to make sure that you're really getting into the speed tier that you need and all of the different products, our television, our phone service. We have many different options to help get your home connected and be the best it can be on fiber.
Going faster with fiber. Carrie, always great to talk with you every Tuesday. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Thanks, Bill. You have a great week, too.
Carrie Kleingartner, marketing specialist with Red River Communications. We talk with Carrie and Wayne every Tuesday here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
Farmers recently traveled to Washington, D.C. for the annual fly-in organized by the American Sugar Alliance. Producers told their elected officials that the Farm Bill has taken on new importance as they deal with increased challenges. Louisiana farmer Josh Hebert is the first generation in his family to grow sugarcane.
My farm in Louisiana is one of the northernmost sugarcane farms in the world. Transitioning our farm to sugarcane wasn't easy. It was a major investment.